The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell off today. Back actually later for Energy Matters with yours truly, 3 until 5 on 550K Fire later this afternoon. And tomorrow we'll be in Wahpeton tomorrow with our What's In Your Town tour brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvig Communications, Marvin Windows of Grafton, and by Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Out in the communities of Watford City, Newtown, and growing to other communities across the oil patch. If you haven't been to the oil patch, take a tour. Stay at Teddy's Residential Suites or Little Missouri Inn and Suites. Want to give a shout-out to folks in Grafton last night. I was the guest speaker for the annual chamber banquet for the Grafton Chamber of Commerce, to Todd Morgan, who invited me up, who heads the chamber up there in Grafton. Got a robust, great chamber, a lot happening in that community. Tom Campbell, the senator from Grafton, and introduced me last night there and met a lot of folks and got a lot of listeners to the program, so enjoyed that a great deal. And a nice night in Grafton, some good fellowship with some good folks out there. They handed out Teacher of the Year Awards, Citizen of the Year Awards. It was a neat night, so really enjoyed that. Hey, later on this hour, we're going to chat with Al Jager. He's the Secretary of State. Are there any changes necessary in the new voter ID laws in North Dakota? We heard some incidents that happened on election night that have caused some concern. We're going to dig into that a little bit and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on that. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind, whether that's about, you know, Thanksgiving meals. A nice little conversation with Val Wagner from the North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee last hour, and talked a little bit about the affordability of Thanksgiving in a new survey that they've done. Actually, it's not new. They've been doing it since 1986, but adjusted for inflation, your Thanksgiving meal will cost you 21% less this year than it did in 1986. Think about that. Feed a family of 10 or a group of 10 for under $50. Pretty cool. Anyway, that prompted a few discussions about Thanksgiving leftover ideas. So if you got that, talk about Ferguson, Missouri. I was looking at some of the photos during the break from one of the newspapers around Ferguson and seeing this rash of cars that were burned and this public storage facility that's burned. And I'm trying to connect the dots. I don't know if we're supposed to understand this. But how does burning a car, tipping over a police car, firing gunshots, there were like 150 different gunshots last night, by the way, none of them by police. 23 injuries, 3 people admitted to the hospital, 2 gunshot victims, 61 people arrested, charges ranging from burglary to trespassing to receiving stolen property. But all of this because they didn't get the outcome they wanted in a grand jury indictment after a very careful review of all that. What motivates someone to say, yeah, I'm going to go burn a car. There, take that. You know, the cop should have been indicted. I don't get it. How looting and arson, it just is. And I really believe the media and the race-baiting industry, some politicians are as much responsible of this for than anything. And by the way, the rioting and the looting, worse now than after the incident. You know, in the heat of the moment, with the youngster being killed. Worse this time around. Basically because we've been inviting it for weeks. Ban cameras. That's my solution. Anyway, if that's on your mind, love to know what you think about that. One other idea we'll throw out here, because the North Dakota legislature is gathering in their pre-session next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, when they get all their committee chairs set and kind of hear the governor's budget address and get set for the session, which begins in January. Is there a big idea you'd like to see the legislature take on with this surplus? Scott Lauser, representative of Minot, has been talking about bringing the income tax in North Dakota down to zero. You like that idea? Is that a big idea? Is there a better idea? Wouldn't mind your take on that today. Got a little time just to find out what's on your mind, whatever that might be here, until the bottom of the hour. So give me a ring at 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go out to Pearl, Minnesota, home of Bear LaFun. And Mike is on the phone listening on AM 1100, the Flag, our affiliate in Fargo-Moorhead. Mike, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Scott. How you doing?
Fantastic. Better now that you called.
I can tell you what's on my mind. Food with a capital F. You know,
that's all right. That's
the
week for it.
Absolutely. I tell you, if you've got some of that ham, you got some fairly decent slices of it, slice it real thin, take some bread dough, roll it out real nice and wide, put the ham in there, throw some onions, some cheese, and some mushrooms in there, then roll the whole thing up into a loaf, crimp the ends, baste it with butter, and put it in there and cook the bread pretty good. And you've got ham and cheese stromboli. Cut it off in chunks, slices. Have a good time. What do you think of that one?
That sounds rock solid, although I just not being a big ham fan, I might replace that with turkey. Go with the turkey stromboli.
Oh, absolutely. Use turkey. I mean, you know, those leftovers got to go someplace. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be out there at the fridge at midnight making a turkey and stuffing sandwich. And your wife's going to come out and say, what are you doing? You know, that can make you fat. Oh, really? Son of a gun. Oh, well. But as far as this thing with, on the serious side, as far as this thing with Fergus Falls, I'm sorry you guys out there in Falls, but in Ferguson, Missouri, to me, guys like Al Sharpton ought to be arrested. These race baiters are out there, they're stirring up the crowd, and for what? I mean, you know, like, what is the point of doing this? The businesses that were burned and destroyed were owned by African Americans. They did this to their own people, for heaven's sakes. And I think the officer acted appropriately. He was in fear for his life. This guy was going for the gun, which is a big no-no. And to me, the officer acted appropriately. The grand jury exonerated him. Justice was served. What I'm seeing here in Ferguson is a lynch mob mentality. And to me, I think lynch mob mentality went out with Quantrell's Raiders. So I've said my piece, but you and yours have a great Thanksgiving. Take care of yourself, Scott.
You as well, Mike. Thanks for telling us what's on your mind. I see the folks at the Media Research Center are making the point that the media were hyping violence in Ferguson, and last night they got what they wanted. The major media hyped the potential for Ferguson violence like they were promoting Monday Night Football. They got their desired result, and the people of Ferguson got to watch the city burn once again. Now that violence has occurred, will journalists continue to blame the police, or will they show the impact outside agitators and irresponsible media had to make the situation worse? I agree. By the way, I also think they really, even the folks in Ferguson made some stupid decisions delaying this. Again, almost like, okay, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming. And then when they do it, I'd announce it at 12 noon. Not at night. I don't get it. Johnny, on the road, listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Two things. Number one, I'll comment in just a second on Ferguson. You know, these leaders, quote-unquote, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, aren't they reverends? Aren't reverends supposed to teach love? You know, they could come in right now and be heroes and stop all of it. But no, they're just escalating it. So I think that's pretty messed up. Second thing, the surplus, I think that they should do what they do in Alaska and give dividends out to people from the oil. So there you go.
Well, you know, that idea comes up from time to time. I always am quick to remind folks about the difference between Alaska and North Dakota. The vast majority of oil in North Dakota is privately held. It's individuals that have mineral rights. All right. In Alaska, you have so many state-owned lands that a lot of the minerals are state-owned. That's why they do the distribution in the way they do it. That having been said, I think North Dakotans in every corner of North Dakota benefit greatly from the biggest recipient when you consider the smallest investment and the biggest return is government. I mean, government does quite well on oil and gas production in North Dakota, and that's how they're able to do property tax relief. That's how they're able to consider now income tax relief or other big ideas. So, you know, every North Dakotan does win, not only the ability of tax relief, but so it's different in Alaska. You know, I think the way they do in Alaska is appropriate because those are truly, owned by the people, the vast majority of them, because they're on, you know, state property. So a little bit of a difference.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, how about just no taxes at all? How would that be?
Well, again, I think we have the ability to think big in a lot of ways because of it. And if we have two choices, spend it or, allow people to keep more of their hard-earned money and then spend it in the economy, I like that idea a lot better. Johnny, for sure. Appreciate your call. Others, welcome. Tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Is the media to blame in Ferguson? Do you agree with me on that? Let me know. 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm looking for a recipe for stuffing to stuff my turkey. My grandma used to do. Grandma's an old Dutch German, and I just can't quite remember how they put it all together. Put it in a bowl, soak it in milk or cream or something, and put it in the turkey, and it was awesome. So I'd appreciate it. Some grandma would pass it along. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. I'll call for that stuffing recipe. If that rings a bell with anybody, we'll see if we can help out our friend there. We're here to help. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, the numbers to tell us what's on your mind. Emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmind.com, Facebook, lots of comments there as well. All right, Jerry and Finley, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching some things going on with this deal down in Ferguson that I really don't like. And if anybody gets to thinking about what's happening here, we're watching the coronation of El Presidente for life, Barack Obama. Because with all this violence, there are agent provocateurs in the crowd from our own government that are setting this up to become a communist state. You take a look at what's happening. Barack Obama is solidifying his position as the president for many years to come. Now, if you can't figure this one out, you're blind. The whole thing, he's thrown gasoline on the flames all the way through, all the racial things, and all he has to do is keep stepping up that that walk to total martial law. And this is the big part of it. But we're going to see that we won't have elections in the future, that Barack Obama is going to be our future leader.
Yeah, there's no way we as the United States of America would ever stand for that. There's no way. I mean,
this last election was a non-election. There was no election there. The people voted for Romney overwhelmingly by at least 7 to 10%, and the computers of George Soros's put this bum into office. And that's
I'm talking about the midterm election. Says the appetite for this president to sort of, in some sort of executive order, say we're not going to have elections anymore, just wouldn't happen. And if it did, you talk about civil unrest. I know it's been predicted almost since the first day of the Obama administration. I don't buy that it's going to happen. And I don't buy it would happen in the United States of America. I don't believe it. I think we're better than that. We'll see. We'll know. Dan in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Yes, I joined the program a little late. I don't know what's been said already, but about Ferguson, I think that what's so frustrating to me is how the media is not reporting the whole story. We're only hearing that an officer shot an unarmed man, but the people need to know why he was shot and give the whole facts. I think really the media is helping stir up all this friction.
Yeah, I agree. And I said, actually, my take on this whole thing is we ought to ban cameras from Ferguson and we wouldn't have any riots. A media blackout. If I was the police down there, I'd say, you're out of here. You're gone. We're doing a media blackout, and there'd be no incentive then to go and tip cars over. But as far as your reporting critique, I agree with you, Dan. I know more about how many cars have been burned than I know the facts of the grand jury testimony, which we can now know. And that's why I actually went to read the transcript this morning of what happened. To get it chapter and verse. I know that, there were 60-plus witnesses, and many of the African-American witnesses did not corroborate what some of the, theorists have put forward as the inappropriate conduct of the police officer here. So are they racist? Are the three members of the grand jury that happen to be African-American, are they racist too? And if some of this was reported, there'd be less incentive to riot. Completely agree with you, Dan. I think the media is culpable. Rhonda might be able to help Ed out with that recipe, huh? Rhonda, did that ring a bell?
Well, I can, but it's a wild bird stuffing mix, and once you make that, my family won't go back to the regular stuffing, so he can try it and see what he thinks.
All right, and lay it on me.
Okay, you start with one package of Jimmy Dean original sausage. And while you're frying that up, you add your onion and your celery and a tablespoon of sage, and then you add one box of Uncle Ben's Wild Rice with the seasoning packet, and you cook all that together, and then you add one can of water chestnut, and you have your onion, your celery, your stock, your turkey broth, and your mushroom soup, and then after all that's done, you let that cool, and then you mix two eggs with Pepperidge Farm stuffing mix, and then you pour that other stuff over the top of it, and you mix it all together really well, and put it in your turkey or put it in a pan and let her bake, and oh, is it good.
Is this a staple every year for Thanksgiving at your house, Rhonda?
It is, and if I don't bring it, my family will have a hissy fit.
My only suggestion would be some good old-fashioned North Dakota Cloverdale rather than Jimmy Dean. You know, keep it local. But otherwise, that sounds fabulous, Rhonda. Thanks for sharing, okay?
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great, great Thanksgiving. Steve in Fargo has another one. Hey, Steve.
Hey, my recipe is a little bit bigger. I've been working on it for 30 years, but I finally got it right. I fix dressing for about 1,000 people.
Huh.
So
you're a better man than me.
Yes, yes, yes. Start with 250 loaves of bread, 25 to 30 pounds of pork sausage, about 12 stalks of celery, 10 pounds of onions. Of course, you cook up some turkeys in advance so you have actual turkey dripping juice to mix in with the dressing. And you mix it up in pans and cook it, and it comes out. The turkey drippings really make it come out good.
Can't even believe how good that sounds. How long does it all take?
I'm on my way right now to defrost turkeys and get them washed up so I can cook the first. We're cooking 95 turkeys this year, so I got to cook the first 45 turkeys tomorrow.
Man alive. And where do you feed that many people, Steve?
Okay, we do it at the Blessed Sacrament Church in West Fargo.
And what a neat deal.
Yeah, everybody's invited. We also deliver meals to people who, there are people working all over town. We deliver meals to them at work or if they're shut-ins or, you know, just people who can't get there to have the meal there, we'll deliver it to them. We deliver, I think, about 400 meals last year.
Well, bless you for doing that. It's a neat way to spend your Thanksgiving, a great way to give back, and sounds darn delicious, too. Thanks for the tip, Steve. Appreciate the call. All the best to you. Al Jager, the Secretary of State of North Dakota. Do we need some tweaks to North Dakota's voter ID law? We're going to address that when we come back. Welcome your calls, too, at 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8-gigabyte 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. www.farmersfirstnetwork.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and look at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Our next guest is the Secretary of State, Al Jager, to talk about some proposed changes, or tweaks, I think is the better word, in the voter ID law in North Dakota based on some incidents that happened on Election Day. Al, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning.
Glad to have you.
Well, good to be on the program.
So, first of all, are there tweaks necessary, do you believe?
There's probably a couple modifications that should be made, considering some of the experiences that we had during this last election. I think, first of all, to put things in context, Scott, I think it's very important to point out what the requirements of state law are when it comes to voting, and that is that you are a U.S. citizen, 18 years of age, and have lived in the precinct where you intend to vote for at least 30 days prior to the election. And that is very important for people to understand that that is a stipulation in state law. It's nothing that this office created as far as a timeline. That 30 days does become an important factor in, you know, when you come in to vote.
My understanding, I heard this one incident of a gentleman that had moved from Dickinson to Bismarck and had updated his address with the Department of Motor Vehicles, but it hadn't been updated by the Department of Motor Vehicles. I mean, he'd done what he needed to do, but at the polling place, they were not able to verify that because it hadn't been updated. So then they sent him to Dickinson, and they said Dickinson, he gets to Dickinson, and they said, well, you don't live here, so you can't vote here. That was the one incident that had you sort of scratching your head. Obviously, the breakdown was at the DMV in that particular case.
Well, that was a combination between, you know, a couple of things. The voter did everything right. And fortunately, I think that type of situation, I mean, it was very rare that somebody's record didn't get transferred correctly or entered correctly or whatever happened there. We're not quite sure if it was something with the DOT or with you know, the county, you know, just where that particular breakdown might have happened. But that was isolated. I think what surprised us probably the most is that, you know, we've had a voter ID requirement since, you know, 2002. And so it's been in, you know, it's been used for 5-6 election cycles. And most people, as a form of identification, use their driver's license. And I'm not sure quite why it didn't become a factor in previous elections, but in this particular election, the people, you know, the few cases that we have heard of where people were turned away because of their driver's licenses not having been updated, you know, what we've been able to perceive out of that is that people who who have moved, in some cases weeks, months, prior to the election, did not make any effort to update their driver's license, which is a very common form of identification. And so that kind of surprised us a little bit. And so the legislation that we are considering to advance for consideration provides a couple of options where people might be able to bring in like a utility bill or a credit card bill, something that is dated clearly prior to 30 days before the election that might show their new residential address within the precinct. That's kind of a, sort of to help those people who haven't done that. And the thing with the driver's license is that under state law, whenever you move, you're supposed to have that address updated within 10 days after moving. And obviously, there are people who have not done that.
Right, and that's really not the fault of the voter ID law. Right, that's just somebody not following a regulation. Sounds like what you're doing is giving a provision from that. But really, I mean, that's your obligation to do it. So if you let people know they need an ID and it needs to have their current address on it, then to me, you're doing everything you need to do. How big of a problem was this? I mean, are we talking about 10, 20, 100? Do we know how many people had an issue?
We don't know for sure how many, but just based on some of the feedback that we have received, we think the number is extremely small. Obviously there's a few situations that become, like the one that you mentioned about Dickinson. All of a sudden we have one situation. There was 255,000 people that voted, and that was an unfortunate situation in that particular case, because I think the system failed the voter in that particular case. But, as far as people being turned away, I do know, the fact that 255,000 people were successful in voting. And I think that what we are hearing is hearsay that, we hear things like many, we hear a lot. Well, sometimes some people can make three being a lot. And so I don't think that it was a huge problem. Did it happen? Yes. But was it widespread and was it into the hundreds? If it had been, I think we would have heard a lot more than we have. And so it is something that, we're looking at. We're seeing if we can, recommend a change in the legislature, in the state law, if the legislature will consider some modifications to make sure that, we get everybody covered. Because the whole idea about voter ID is to assure that every qualified voter that meets the requirements, that being 18 and a resident for 30 days of the state of North Dakota, that they are allowed to vote. There's no effort made to disenfranchise anybody. We want those people to be able to vote. The main thing to establish that is you just need to provide identification that matches those requirements.
I see that a couple of Grand Forks legislators that represent areas around the University of North Dakota have also proposed some changes. They're saying that some of the problems that arose on Election Day had to do with students. What was different for students in this election now?
Well, really, the main thing with students and what we had tried to do is we had tried to accommodate students and working with the university system, they were able to print out a certificate out of their school record that would indicate that, where they lived. In other words, it had two parts to it. One, their what we would call their permanent address. In other words, where did they come from? Did they come from out of state? Did they come from Bismarck? Did they come from Minot? And where do they live now in their college town? We heard one report where a student at University of North Dakota, had put down Minot in both places. It's the student's responsibility to have that information updated. And so, when he came to vote, what he provided was Minot as a permanent address and Minot as a school address. Well, if you are claiming that Minot is your residence, then you can't vote in Grand Forks. And so in those particular cases, there are students that did not have their records with the college updated prior to 30 days before the election. We know of another case where the record that was with the university had the student's apartment address from a year ago. And they have since, you know, started a new school year. They were in a new address, but they had never updated their address with the university. And so I think we had a option in place that students could utilize, but they didn't do that updating that was necessary.
Stuart in Dickinson, listening on 550K Fire. Question for Al Jager?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Mr. Jager. My question is how does the state differentiate a legal immigrant versus a non-immigrant illegal immigrant that has a driver's license? Can they vote or not vote with a driver's license?
Under state law and the Constitution, only a citizen of the United States is allowed to vote. What you do raise as a question, though, is right now there is no specific means to identify someone that is coming to the polls that you know, might not be a United States citizen. We did encourage the poll workers to be trained to ask everyone whether or not they were a U.S. citizen when they came to the polls. But at this point, there isn't anything specific that distinguishes them. I don't know if there is something on the driver's license itself, the format of it. That's something that you would need to ask DOT. I don't know if there is anything specific with how a driver's license is issued to a non-citizen.
So the state of North Dakota, if a illegal immigrant or somebody here illegal has a driver's license, they can go vote and they're illegal to vote, but the state will allow them to vote.
Well, you know, that possibility might exist right now. I'm only aware of a couple of states that have laws in place or contemplating laws where people that vote for the first time need to provide some kind of proof of citizenship. And in those states, I think there's some legal activity happening, you know, regarding that. It could happen. I suspect that there's very little of it that does happen, but I'm not going to say that it could not have happened.
Stuart, appreciate the call. Thank you. Michael says, how many students send in absentee ballots in their home county or state, then vote in Fargo or Grand Forks? Are the schools checking IDs before printing out that certificate for the students?
Well, actually, that doesn't happen, because what happens when a person votes, we have what is called a central voter file. And in that file, for instance, when a student would be requesting an absentee ballot, let's say from back home, and I'm just going to pick out...
Hold that thought, if you would, Al. Hang on. We got a break coming up. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, and a couple other questions for Al Jager, Secretary of State, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers before we turn to our discussion about voter ID law, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Heidi Marnegard wants to talk about the farmer's role in Thursday's Thanksgiving meal. Heidi?
To have a safe, abundant food supply that is very affordable compared to other parts of the world. With advances in technology, farmers are able to produce more of the products needed for food while having less land to farm every year due to expanding cities. A farmer isn't one to expect a thank you for what they do, but it wouldn't hurt to take the time to say thank you for all that they do for us. As you sit down this Thanksgiving, look around the table. Everything from the cotton tablecloth to the pumpkin pie started its existence on a farm.
It's a good reminder and a good reason for a thank you. I'm with you, Heidi. Thanks. The North Dakota Farm Bureau helping us find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. Find out more about just that at ndfb.org, bringing ag home, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. All right, rolling on in our final segment here on What's on Your Mind Tuesday.
Al Jager, the Secretary of State of North Dakota, talking about the voter ID law and any tweaks that might be necessary to it. Before the break, we had a question from Morton Fargo, just wondering whether or not, you know, students could send in absentee ballots in their home county and then vote in Fargo or Grand Forks. And you're saying there's a protection against that, right, Al?
And I need to apologize to the caller from Dickinson because what I'm about to respond to is applies to both situations. That is that whenever a voter votes, they are recorded in a poll book, and that poll book ultimately becomes part of a central database. And so if someone who was not a U.S. citizen voted and it was discovered that they voted, they would be subject to prosecution, probably not only state but also federal, because obviously there's a federal component to the election that we had. The same thing applies to students or anyone that is applying for an absentee ballot. But the specific question was about a student. So if a student is from another part of the state, if they apply for an absentee ballot, when they make that application, their name and identification is entered into the system. So they, as a voter, can actually track their ballot. In other words, they'll know when the county auditor mailed it, when they return it back to the county auditor. It'll be tracked, it'll be recorded as to it being received. So if that particular student then decided to vote in another location, a college town where they were going, when they would come to the polls, they would obviously have to provide identification. That identification will match up with the earlier identification and immediately cross-check them. Now, if they're not caught at that particular point, there is a process after the election where we will find out if somebody did double vote, and in those cases, they will be referred to a state's attorney for prosecution. And so there is a check and balance, and that's one of the things that has been in place since the 2003 implementation, or with the voter ID, is the central voter file. And so we do have a way of checking. And so, fortunately, good. we are not running into that very often.
Bob in Valley City for Al Jager. Go ahead.
Yeah, we voted
on there, Bob?
Wellness Center. Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
We voted on a wellness center here in Valley City, and it's going to be at the college. So all the college students were voting on it. The trouble is there are several hundred online college students that weren't allowed to vote on this wellness center. So it was the vote was skewed because only the students that were at Valley City State were allowed to vote, yet the end result, if the wellness centers goes through, everybody that is a student at Valley City State University is going to have to pay, whether they're online students or whether they're not. So how is it fair that the college students that were at Valley City State were allowed, yet the people that are online students weren't allowed to vote, yet they're going to have to pay? I think that's really wrong. And also, this is a 30-year bond issue type situation that we're going to pay for this thing. How come a student that's only going to be here 4 years is allowed to vote in something that the citizens that live here are going to have to pay for 30 years? I'd like your input on that. Thanks.
Well, if I understand the situation correctly, it sounds like there's a bond issue that is citywide. And so that goes back to what I said earlier about the law, is that if you're 18 and 19, U.S. citizen and have lived in the precinct for 30 days, you are an eligible North Dakota voter. And so we do have this question come up from time to time in different college towns where voters like yourself feel that the students are not going to be here forever. They're not going to be paying for it. But the fact is they're eligible voters. Now, as far as the online You know, what you have to do, you have to remember, is that you have to live in your residence has to be in the area where you're casting the vote. And we don't have online voting, you know, that would address that particular situation.
We're going to have to leave it there. Bob, appreciate the call. Al, thanks for joining us. We'll watch this through the session, of course, but appreciate the update very much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Al Jager, the Secretary of State of North Dakota, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We're in Wapenden tomorrow for a What's In Your Town tour. Looking forward to it. See you there, folks. North Dakota State.
Drive the safest car you possibly can on the road. I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.